from the frozen ranges of Arctic Region's test center. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. As the senior enlisted advisor of Arctic Region's test center, Sergeant Major Graham Rooney brings nearly 30 years of Army experience to the important mission conducting developmental testing of equipment soldiers need to fight and win in the world's most extreme cold weather. Prior to coming up here last summer, had you been involved with testing in the Army at all?
No, I hadn't been. The only thing that I can say as far as understanding the world of testing was my experience doing the initial operation and testing of the Stryker back in 2003. We were the Op 4 in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and that was an interesting experience. It was our first time being kind of managed by civilian contractors, kind of walking us through what we needed to do for the exercise. But as far as touching the testing, we didn't do a lot of that because we weren't on the Strykers.
I'm guessing you used a lot of the kit and equipment that we've tested over the years in theater yourself.
Oh yeah. So I consistently talk to the civilians that are here because our workforce has generally been here for 15 years. So it's a workforce that's been doing this for a minute. I've been on, these guys have tested Abrams, they've tested Bradley. I was a Bradley driver when I first came in as a Cav Scout. They tell me stories about when they tested the MRAP. When I was deployed in Iraq, I used the MRAP, I used a RG-33, and all that stuff was tested here, so.
How did you get the assignment to come here?
So I was approached by branch, my air defense branch. They had been, we kind of been a very busy branch in a whole, and we hadn't had the ability to give up of someone because this position was reclassed into a sergeant major position. Finally, we had an academy graduation that was coming up, and so they were going to free up, and they asked me to come over here, and I thought it was a unique opportunity. I've done a lot of non-standard stuff since I've been in the Army, and so I jumped at it. I said, yeah, sure.
Had you been in Alaska before?
I'd never been to Alaska. My wife always wanted to come to Alaska. I was dubious because of my time in Korea, dealing with the cold there. And then, the idea of coming to the Arctic Region's Test Center was a little nerve-wracking because cold is not my friend. Now it is, but it hadn't historically been.
It sounds like you acclimated pretty quickly then.
Yeah, it's one of those things, sink or swim. But it really, once you are here, and I'm surrounded by cold weather experts, these guys are consistently reached out by industry, military professionals, other foreign militaries for their expertise on the cold. So when I came here, I'm immediately bombarded with tips and tricks and how to wear my equipment and how to utilize things and how to deal with the climate. And really, it helped me out. So now it really isn't as much as a confrontational. I'm not afraid of it. I kind of embrace it. And plus, this is where we thrive. So this is, the colder it gets, the better we are positioned to test this equipment and make sure it goes through those rugged standards that it needs to fight in the Arctic region if need be.
Was it different coming to a majority civilian workforce?
Yes, 100%. When I came up here, I've worked with civilians before, but a lot of those civilians were paramilitary or, they had been in the organization for some time, so they kind of understood talking to people. Here, this organization is comprised of a lot of civilians who don't have military background. There's a lot of Alaska Natives that have been living here for some time. And so I had to kind of learn, one, you learn very quickly your jargon, like how much jargon you use. And then the other thing is some things that might be innocuous statements for a soldier, not necessarily so for a civilian. One thing that was brought to me pretty quickly was they've had people come here that didn't want to be here, and that creates a situation for the workforce, right? These people, this is their home. You know, this isn't just the test center. This isn't just a duty station. This is their home. And then when people come here and they kind of fight against it and they don't embrace the community, they don't embrace the work climate, it can be frustrating for them. So that was something that I was very cognizant of, is how important it was to kind of get into the community.
What's your impression been of the test mission this winter?
I mean, I've completely embraced it. As a soldier who has been in units where we put equipment in connexes that didn't function properly, that you just didn't use, you know, or was a good concept but poor execution, or you know, it just wasn't a reliable piece of equipment. Coming here and being able to kind of drive the type of testing that is required to make sure that doesn't happen to that next generation or the people that are going to fight in the cold regions and things like that, to make sure that it's the best equipment suited for those people. It's a great mission. It's 100% a great mission. And in my mind, it saves lives. I mean, in the end, if a vehicle can start properly in an Arctic condition and a combat unit can maneuver properly in an Arctic condition, it's going to be reliable and safe. That's going to save someone's life. So that is kind of where I think about when we're out here testing in house. And the whole community, the whole ARTC team is focused on that mission. They're very, very passionate about tests, and you can see when things don't quite go right, their frustration, and it's all born from that great place, and they work very hard to make sure that everything works out perfect and that they capture everything and get the most amount of data to those project managers so that they know exactly what to fix in order to make it function.
Hey, Sergeant Major, it's really good talking to you today.
I appreciate it.
Arctic testing of military equipment requires tough people and tough infrastructure, neither of which is ordinarily found. Seth Brennan, the lead in ARTC's Allied Trade Shop, helps make fixtures Alaska tough.
You're a lifelong Delta Junction resident, essentially.
Yep.
Moved away for a little while, but...
Yeah, spent the main part of my life in the Delta area.
Now, you must have had some inkling you'd work here someday, right? You had family members that did.
No, not necessarily. I never really had plans in my head of working here. It just kind of fell into place. As far as needing, you know, job stability, so I was a seasonal worker. I always worked construction work, so I was a carpenter. So, you know, in Alaska, the season is short, so you work for 4-5 months out of the summer. You know, you try to get the house exterior, everything up, completed, and then during the cold, once that starts, you know, then you move into interior and finish that off, you know. So most of the time you would work into, depending on how many houses you had going at the time, then you move inside, you know, when you hit end of September, October, ideally. So then you're working in a warm place, you know. Lots of times we had stuff that we had to finish up on the houses, you know, so it could be November, December, 40 below, and you're working outside putting up siding, and it just, you know, the process slows way, way, way down. Everything, you know, takes 3 times longer thawing out equipment and tools and everything to get the job done. So ideally you'd be moving in, you know, around end of September, putting up sheetrock and doing all of the finishing touches, you know, on the interior work, finish work.
Now the prime time for testing here is winter.
Correct.
But they rely on the stuff the Allied Trade Shop makes to facilitate that test mission. So are you busier in the summer than in the winter?
A lot of times our shop is not necessarily more busy, but we have a lot going on as far as infrastructure and taking care of ARTC's equipment and everything, you know, for the mobility test track that broke down, or, you know, metal welding equipment, cracks, repairs, stuff like that. So we'll try to get all of that done in our off season in the summertime, and then move into fall time and then prepare for test season. So Allied Trades is requirements for testing is usually before the test starts. usually if the test is running and we're still doing stuff, we've messed up, you know, or we're behind, you know, so.
The sorts of things you have to fabricate here, it's a wide variety of test infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly. Very wide variety. It's basically a one-off shop. It's not repetitive. We don't go out there and build 10 of one thing, you know, or throughout the whole year. It's one-off requirement for a test, either ballasting, upweighting, or weighing a vehicle along those lines.
Even things like structures for a test crew to get warm in a remote location.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're working on right now, as you saw in the shop, it's a 20-foot Connex, fully insulated. Call them mobile Connexes or mobile warm-ups. Test teams can get in there and put in their computer equipment or test data equipment. Test officers or, you know, can go in there and use it as a mobile office downrange.
So it could be metalworking, it could be woodworking.
Metalworking, woodworking, plastic, fabric. Yeah, pretty much everything we can do. So everybody in the shop wears a lot of hats as far as being multi-talented.
I like the extreme weather. You've had to do some things that are above and beyond in your personal life.
Yeah, so personal life, I've ran trap lines. I ride snowmobiles as a power sports, pastime. So we're always down in the mountains to trail riding. So personally, I've been out in 70 below.
And you had to deliver one of your children in the car on the way to Fairbanks, I hear.
Yeah, my daughter was born halfway between Delta and Fairbanks without choice. Just happened, so instinct, gotta do what you gotta do. Luckily, we had a Chinook wind. It warmed up to, it was 30, 40 degrees on our way up, but also the roads really icy too. So trying to go as fast as we can without wrecking the vehicle on the way up there. But it all worked out good. Everybody was healthy, safe, so no complications.
That's great. You're coming on a decade working here.
Yeah, so almost, I think this year marks 9 years.
So it sounds like you plan to stay here for a little while.
Yeah, I think so. I like it here. It's fun work. We enjoy what we do, have pride in it. So I don't have any plans on leaving anytime soon.
Hey, Seth, it's really good talking to you.
You too. Good to see you.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.